is telling us mitzvah, we learn that from here, the Birkas HaMazon, to bench Hashem after we've eaten, we thank Hashem for what we've gotten. The passage is very, very interesting. The Torah defines the mitzvah of benching when a person is the halt of the savota. He ate and he was full. And then it says, V'irachta, and then you should bench Hashem. You have to understand that obviously this is a tenai, the mitzvah. We know that a person's a raisa, and what's the chayav, the raisa benching. The Torah wants, it's asked when he's full. But we have to understand that the kavana behind it. Why it's asked the Torah when the chayav, the mitzvah benching only when a person's full. The chayav, every time a person eats, the chayav, he should give a make a bracha chayav. We know that even if a person does eat to a desire, we're machmir, and maybe Rabbanu, even if we're not totally full, what the Torah says, we treat ourselves, the Gemara tells us the famous Gemara in Brachas, because Hashem shows favoritism to us, even though he normally doesn't, but neither can I get neither, and we go with him, so then we do the extra mile for him, and we bench, even though we only had a kazayas or a kabayas, of course, and she'd do the mo, whatever she threw, they hold. Even though we had a smaller shiur, well, we're choshes maybe that this is, you know, we're full, or we're choshes that, you know, this is already enough, and therefore we bench. But that's only to do Rabbanon. You can mix the terms of how to the savoto, what is it when you're full. And the reason for this, I saw it before, but the mites I wanted to say, and then I saw after the Nasha Chochma says a similar concept, that the Yeshoy that Dvarim is, that the tendency of the person, when a person is full, when a person feels satisfied, when a person feels that he had enough to eat, he ate a lot, and he feels that he got his needs taken care of, the tab of a person is, when a person has, when a person is not missing, he tends to forget about Kodesh Baruch Hu. When a person talks in the estate, when he doesn't have food, who is waiting to get food, at that state, of course, a person looks up to the sky and says, my eyes are my Ezri, from where is my food going to come? Where is my help going to come? I'd rather, there's no atheist in the foxhole. The person is desperate and is looking for food, he's desperate for food, he's desperate for some type of Yeshua, salvation, his eyes look upwards. However, once a person has had that salvation, once a person has already got what he needed, once a person has been satisfied in a very, very nice way, there's always a big danger that now, since I don't need him, I forget about it. Now, once I have it, you know, I have it already, so Chas V'Shalom, our eyes look downward more. How much more we can get, and we look toward the ground, and not upward. And this is the lesson that the Torah is teaching us. The Chalta of the Savata. You ate, and you became full. But the Yirachta of Hashem Elokecha. Now is the most opportune time to thank Hashem and to bless Him. For this way, we're not going to forget. And then it's looking on the psukim afterwards. You look at the psukim afterwards, the Torah talks about what a person, the kind of person is going to eat, and he's going to wax fat, he's going to eat a lot, and he's going to have a lot of possessions, and he's going to forget about Hashem. The rum, the vavach, his heart will be uplifted, and he'll forget about Hashem. He'll become a little haughty, a little guy with it, he'll forget about Hashem, and he's going to say, what do you mean? Tomorrow I'm a self-made man. I did all this, took all the possessions and everything I had. It's my success. And the person doesn't understand, he forgets about all this, he has to shmai, everything Hashem gave him. So the Torah said, you ate, you were satisfied, you got what you needed. Now's the time. Right now, thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. when you're in that mood, when you feel that satisfaction, the salvation already, you got the salvation, you're rewarded, you have plenty, you look in your possessions, everything's there, Baruch Hashem, now's the time to sit and to direct and to thank and realize where the source of bracha, where it comes from. And we know the word Baruch, we read the word Baruch, Baruch doesn't mean blessing. The word Baruch really means like a pool. Baruch is the word Brecha, says the Rashba. Means to say the source of all blessing is you. So if I have blessing in my life, if Taka is successful, if Taka ate well now, just a beautiful, tasty, delicious meal, and I got so full for it, was so much there, now is the time to realize where the source of all the blessing comes from. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a Brecha. This is the story that the Torah is teaching us. The heart of the Savata of Irachta Zimalekecha. You should eat the Savata of Irachta and bless Hashem. Lest you realize where the source of blessing is coming from. And this is not only as a deterrent, as a way to remind yourself and not to get more than Chas V'Sholom fall into an area where you become totally detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not only for the purpose that a person should always remember Hashem. Hashem wants very, very much. That's what the people say, he gave such a beautiful land. There's so much on the land. There's so much out there to get. Because God wants us to have everything. We have to realize there's one thing he wants from us. He wants just that we should remember where it comes from. We should remember who's giving it. And this, we know many scholars speak about, is that the Yisroel is a school of a tremendous koyach of benching a Birkas HaMazon, of saying Birkas HaMazon in the right way, of saying Birkas HaMazon with Kavana, of saying Birkas HaMazon from a bencher, looking inside and carrying Kavana when you bench. You came to Rav Shach, but many people used to come to Rav Shach at different times, different schools, different issues they needed. And the Maitre, he said, you know, I give you an Eitre. You want to have success, you want to have Panatra, you want to have Bracha, Latzvacha, bench. Work on your benching. Focus on your benching. Concentrate on bench from a bencher and think what you're saying. The Rav in England, he came, when he spoke to Rav Shach around the time of the Gulf War in 1991, I was newly married then, I remember it very well. And the Maitzah, his daughter came to Rav Shach and he asked, people in Chutzpah are very worried about the situation of Eretz Yisrael. What can we do? What should we mechazik? We want to take on something. Rav Shach told him, this year, Rosh Hashanah, I made a Kabbalah. You know, from Rosh Hashanah, this is my New Year's resolution, my New Year Kabbalah for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And I'm going to bench with a bencher and have kavanah and look inside for the whole way from now till Pesach and look inside and maybe have special extra kavanah in my benching. First of all, we see Ben Azaf that when he made a kabbalah for a certain people, it was something very small. That's all we always have to know. We can take on big things usually, but a week or later it's finished. We're not able to keep it. Take on something small. And he didn't do it for the whole year. He said, now till Pesach. But the Nakuda again was the power of benching for a benching, the power of concentrating, having kavana and concentrating your benching with Bensat. As we said, it's not only a vortex that Hashem wants to keep us close, it's to the point over here, because Baruch Hu, the Chiddush tells us, wants to bestow upon every single one of us so much Baruch Hu. He's the Almighty, all powerful, we have everything, we can give it. So, and he wants to give it, he's our Father, why would he want to give it? So what's the root problem? There's no problem. The only thing is, he wants one thing to keep the relationship. And he knows that if he gives too much, he spoils us. We're going to get spoiled, some of us, and we're not going to forget about him. And even if we say we don't, deep down in our hearts, we have everything. What do we need to go to the Baruch Hu? We don't have to show us. So the Kuzi is a Bosai. To remember him always. This brings, this all not only ensures the relationship, but brings a tremendous school. Hashem wants to give us more and more, because he knows by giving you more, it's not going to stay the relationship. always going to be connected to Baisan. This is a tremendous insight of Baisan. You know, people go to the Kaiso and they go to the Kaiso and they have something that's there, in a terrible situation, they go, you know, beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many people go when they did get something good? And I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was up north and I heard the rough speaking and he's saying all this to what happened with his father, with Shver, and his father, he was by the Kaiso. There was a youth talking a little bit loud and crying and saying, Hashem, thank you for this and thank you for that. And he was waiting for the guy to say, you know, what he needs now. Okay, maybe he's starting off with the thanks, but he's going to get to the point. Point being that he needs something, but there's no. And he just finished and he stopped. He's crying all the time, thank you for this. And my grandchildren, nothing but not something. And he stopped. And this was the rub, the father of the rub that was spoke. He said, that's he went over to this guy, he spoke over there, he said, I'm interested, I'm sorry if I overheard you, but, you know, I overheard you just saying thank you, you know. He said, yeah, I come like once a week or whatever, and I just tell the Rebbe, thank the Rebbe, I come and tell all the good things that I got to the Rebbe, and thank him for it, and cry, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu to continue. And that's the story of us. We have to realize the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give him the chinuch. He just wants one thing. Don't forget about me, I'm going to give you. And if you to work on this need of us, I remember the Kodesh Baruch Hu, well, how to the Savata, you tell us to see, and you tell us all the good that we had. You continue with Akhtas Hashem, you remember where it comes from, and the Eid Hashem will pour on the blessings. It's just a tremendous, tremendous Hashem story from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem will pour down all the things that we need and more from. And we just have Eid Hashem, we should pour down the Eid Hashem that we need, share the Kedah and the middle of it.